Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Wednesday. We have Science for Humans. We're going to talk about a very important topic, actually, especially if you're starting to get older. If you're 40 and above, you're going to want to pay attention to this show today with my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini. Later in the show, we're going to be joined. This is a new sponsor, Spotlight. Jason Schrode from over at Wild West Nutrition is going to come on and talk about his company and his pre-workout and why you should be paying attention to it. And that's a little bit later in the show. But before we get started on any show, we always have to acknowledge one thing, and that is that if it wasn't for a generous sponsorship by All American Pharmaceutical and EFX Sports, this show probably would not go on. And on that note,
this is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
How you doing, Dr. J? Oh, I'm sorry. I had your mic off. Sorry.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, all right. And so Dr. J and I have had a running joke going the past few weeks because my laptop was down, so I couldn't do Facebook Live. And so, and he would text me back and say, oh, damn, I combed my hair this morning, too. So this morning I asked him if he combed his hair and he wanted to do Facebook Live, and he says, I did and I do. That was good. That was good. My Italian brother in Montana over there.
Yeah, nice video about the windshield washer.
Am I a dummy or what? You know, I was in a jam.
I thought you were going to say I went and grabbed some isopropyl alcohol, you know, a dollar for a liter instead of something that was probably more expensive.
Well, I got to tell you a quick story. About 5 years ago, I was working on a project that was going to be for alcohol, and I have literally so many different types and flavors of vodka in my basement right now. And I don't drink it. And so it just sits there. I mean, I got every kind of vodka you could imagine, you know, whipped cream and, so I figured, I'll just go use one of those. I don't want those. I poured it in there. Anyway, today's discussion is important because all of us, as we get older, we start to hear about these disorders called peripheral artery disease, PAD. We're being told by physicians that our arteries are getting hard and resistant to dilation. There's also stenosis that takes place where there's a narrowing of blood vessels and blood flow stops getting in. And you start to develop symptoms like numbness and tingling. You feel like your legs are falling asleep. Some of you have gone for CT scans and your doctor said, hey, we got to give you blood thinners because your blood's not traveling into these areas of your legs. There are better alternatives than blood thinners, which, by the way, are modeled around rat poison. So avoid those at all costs. But there's lots of other things that you can do, right?
Yeah. And, you know, it kind of was similar to our discussion last week, you know, as we were talking about cholesterol and plaque, because there are so many things, you know, that can contribute to this hardening of the arteries syndrome, you know. And I always want to say, you know, if you're a medical doctor, you know, thank you so much. But there are things that you can do to prevent some of this. And you had mentioned something. I was thinking about something. And one of the easiest and best things is just hydration. Mm-hmm. People don't drink enough water.
Yes.
And hydration doesn't mean you drink coffee. And I've heard people say, well, that contains water. No, once you add the coffee, it becomes a diuretic. Same thing with tea. You've got to drink water. Our body is made up of 85% water. Without it, your blood actually thickens. So that's one of the easiest things I think that people can do, you know, and that you can do that at any age.
You know, another thing that people need to pay attention to, and we've talked about this on, you know, I talk about a lot of different things over the years peripherally to another discussion. But one of the things I've talked about on the show in the past is the difference between pathological changes in blood pressure and physiological changes in blood pressure.
Yeah.
And the latter is what happens when you exercise, when you lift heavy weight. There's a phenomenon called Valsalva where your blood pressure will actually go up to maybe 400 over 200 for moments at a time as you're deep in the hole squatting and pushing out. This Valsalva in extremes presents itself as a nosebleed. We've seen guys with 1,000 pounds on their back squatting 1,000 pounds. All of a sudden, their nose starts to bleed. They didn't get punched in the nose. It's because the membrane in the nose can't hold the pressure any longer. It just lets the blood out.
Yeah, well, that's kind of like your pressure valve. I mean, and the same thing will happen. You know, you hear about such things as brain bleeds. You know, again, something has to rupture when the pressure builds. That's why it's so crucial, you know, to make sure that you do monitor your blood pressure, at least get a checkup once a year. Again, very, very important to keep that in line. You know, it isn't just a number that they throw out there. And you don't have to go on low blood pressure medicines. I mean, you know, there's all kinds of ways, as we always discuss.
But getting back to what's happening during Valsalva is the internal pressure of all of your blood vessels are going up so high. And just like your muscles supercompensate for the next workout, your vasculature upgrades over years to be more resilient and stronger and thicker. And this is very different than what happens when you have high blood pressure and you sit in a chair all day long and watch Dr. Phil. What happens on the Valsalva is it actually increases the strength of the vasculature. It allows it to stretch more. It allows it to withstand more pressure. It becomes more resilient. The intima has been shown to actually become thicker, which is the lining of that gets damaged from plaque. That gets thicker. But this isn't a disease state. This is actually just like your muscles getting stronger, your blood vessels are getting stronger. So exercise is probably the most important thing you can do, number one. And cardiovascular exercise, too, because cardiovascular exercise also overmodulated. Thank you. I'll lower that. I'll just back away from the mic. Tony Vannetti is my buddy from the radio and TV business. He just said my mic is way too hot. I'm just going to back away from it from now. It's probably my voice as well. But anyway, getting back to the topic at hand here, when you do cardio, it causes something called vascular density. Small blood vessels at the periphery and by the skin open up and let blood. That's why sometimes when you're doing cardio, you notice your fingers start to get puffy and swollen.
Right.
Both of these forms of exercise are critical to good vascular health.
Yep. And, you know, one of the things that I think people don't think about is there are ways to take care of those arteries. And I wanted to mention a couple things that I found that help to damage. One is excess alcohol.
Oh,
it literally eats away at the inside lining, damaging those arteries. Again, you know, as they get damaged, they harden. The other thing is smoking. I mean, isn't it amazing that we know so many things about smoking? Yet people
still do it.
Oh man.
It's crazy.
Man.
It's so
crazy. Remember the old days when they had the commercials and stuff and they're actually promoting how it was good for you?
Yeah.
but
there's so many things that people do that are harmful. There's no doubt about it. Another thing that is beneficial is something that, is big in the bodybuilding industry, and that are the nitric oxide precursors, whether they be L-arginine, arginine, beetroot juice. These increase nitric, a type of nitric oxide called VNOS, and that is the type of nitric oxide that makes blood vessels expand.
Yep.
And when they expand, they lower pressure, blood pressure. So it also has a beneficial effect on blood pressure, but it increases the elasticity of the blood vessels. And you know a lot about that stuff, right? Do you have a nitric oxide precursor product?
We do. You know, we kind of right now have it in the our pre-workout, but I'm bringing it back because I'm a firm believer in this arginine alpha-ketoglutarate that I developed years and years and years ago. I still think it's the best. There is a way of making it to basically enhance that arginine. But if you go all the way back to like Dirk Pearson days, Life Extension, you know, he talked about arginine and ornithine for increasing nitric oxide. But for anybody, I mean, arginine should be a crucial. It should be something you should take. But be careful. You don't want to take it mixed with caffeines and all these different things because now you sort of defeat the whole purpose behind taking it. But other things are, you know, L-citrulline, agmatine sulfate. There's a lot of different things that are sort of precursors. that are very beneficial. And I know people say there's no documented research and this and that. But, you know, again, the supplement industry can't research every daggone thing that comes out. We just don't have the money to do it. But talk to any athlete or any bodybuilder who has used an arginine or citrulline product, and you can feel the difference. I mean, you definitely can.
So any kind of nitric oxide precursor is a good idea.
Absolutely.
Another one is a supplement that I found by accident in an old Life Extension magazine. It's called diosmin. It's actually used as a drug in Europe. It's called European Leg Solution. It's really designed for people who have vascular problems in their legs, which a lot of people do nowadays, like a peripheral artery disease. And stuff. Mary Pruder, I'm going to get to your question in a second as I talk about this. 600 milligrams is the studied dose. In as little as 2 weeks, it improves blood flow into the legs if you suffer from leg vascular occlusion. And they say you shouldn't take it for longer than 3 months because it really does work, and it's not something that you should take continuously ongoing. It actually stimulates the blood vessels to actually heal and improve. So if you're taking this and you're training, you're going to see a great, great quick turnover of any problems you have from blood vessels. So Mary Pruder asked this question, and I'm glad we have a woman listening to the show today. She says, I'd like to know what causes your veins and arteries to bulge, like when you look at the top of someone's hands and you can see veins being puffy. And so in women, this is the hormone estrogen. When women go through menopause, and if they don't get HRT, the blood vessels become very weak, and this is where spider veins come from and varicose veins come from. That is a hormonal response to the lack of adequate estrogen in the body. And we know that. There's been a number of studies done on that. I don't think any of the supplements we're talking about would actually help with that. The only thing that would help with that is actually HRT, and you would have had to have gotten on within a year of being full menopause, like no period for a year. You have to go on then, because there's a lot of evidence that shows that women who go on HRT after a long period of time of being amenorrheic, they actually increase the risk of heart disease. So there you go. We have a question from Tim for you. You want this question?
I saw that. Yeah, bring it on.
Yeah, he says, what's your favorite pre-workout meal? Also, what EFX product should someone be taking to maximize a body composition change, i.e. muscle gains and fat loss? Good questions.
Ooh, yeah, that's a couple good ones. My favorite pre-workout meal, and this has been back to the beginning of dawn, I like a banana. Now, when I trained in the morning, long before the supplements were available, I'd always have sourdough toast with a banana because I like to get a little something in my system. Now, with technology, banana, just because I like to have something, but carbolin. I will mix carbolin with a scoop of BCAAs. I'm a big BCA believer, of course, like the training ground. And then depending on the workout, whether I'll add some pre-workout or I'll take a couple Kralklin Hardcore. That answers that one for my pre-workout.
I got to mention something because I don't have the right spot in for today's show, I just realized. So we have a new promotion with All American Pharmaceutical and EFX Sports. If you go to EFXSports.com, you can get a sample kit of six different of top-selling products, not one. Six, and it's actually three different flavors of carbolin. Otherwise, it would be eight, but I didn't count the flavors as each flavor as a separate one. And all you have to do is cover a very small shipping fee of $5.95, and you get six different products that Jeff is talking about right now.
And guess what? Guess what I threw in there?
What?
Shaker cup.
Oh, dude.
Nice. A $15 shaker cup. So even if you pay $5.99 for shipping and you don't like the products, you got a nice shaker cup.
Yeah, yeah. I love the shaker cups. Your shaker cups never, ever, ever leak. Never. I cap them and put them in my gym bag, and they're filled with something, and I take them out, and I never worry about them opening up in my bag. Best shaker cup on the market
absolutely.
Today. What other supplements? Diosmin works good. Obviously, pre-workout, yeah. L-arginine or arginine, any of the nitric oxide products. Do you think there's anything else out there that we should be paying attention to?
Yeah, you know, I mean, what's part of my daily regimen, which I think is probably one of the most important, is garlic. Garlic is great. You can just get the little soft gels that have the oil in them. Most of them are odorless. Other things are, you know, omega-3.
Yeah.
If you don't eat a lot of fish, which most Americans don't, I would recommend omega-3. Some niacin. You can use niacinamide or inositol hexaphosphate, depending on whether you like the flush or not. And then something like curcumin. You know, again, these are all things that help with blood circulation, blood flow. And they're relatively inexpensive. Mary says she does garlic 3 times a day. I think garlic is really, I don't want to say the fountain of youth, but it's probably one of the best immune boosters also.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
It's an antiviral. It's an antimicrobial. Yeah. I mean, it's so good for so many different things. It has an effect, a beneficial effect on cholesterol. Khalid Hamloui says, and this is true, diosmin taken in combination with hesperidin. That's the formula that they use in Europe for people who have PAD.
Yeah, and both of them are like from plant sources, so they're not drugs. In case somebody wonders, well, what is the diosmin? You know,
I want to stay with niacin for a second when we come back, because I've learned something interesting about niacin recently, and I was actually going to write a blog about it. I'm still going to, but I want to bounce some ideas off of you. How's that sound?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Science for Humans. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000, or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's redcon1.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad today.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then train fasted and remain fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. I want to stay with niacin just for a second. So, Sandra Bedell, who's a friend of mine on Facebook. Oh, I'm too close to the mic again. I'm sorry. Thanks to Tony for bringing that to my attention. I got to adjust my microphone again. She sent me a video the other day about a new drug that makes mice lose body fat without changing their diet, and it does not suppress appetite. So I found the original study from the video, and what I found out was they're using a drug that blunts nicotinamide methyltransferase, which is the enzyme that the body uses to metabolize vitamin B3, nicotinic acid, nicotinamide, niacin, whatever you want to call it. And as a result of blunting the nicotinamide methyltransferase, their blood lipids normalized, and they lost an amazing amount of body fat in like six weeks. They lost a ridiculous amount of body fat. And their appetites didn't change. They ate everything that they were eating before. So I did a little digging around, and, you know, I know what nicotinamide methyltransferase is. I know that it's the enzyme that the liver produces to metabolize B3. And I thought to myself, I wonder if taking high doses of B3 puts such a burden on the liver to produce so much of it that it actually starts to drop down. It actually starts to minimize the production, has an impact on reserves of nicotinamide methyltransferase. And in fact, I found two studies that point to that, that do show. One study was done with high doses of niacin to treat dyslipidemia. And it shows that over a long enough period of time taking high doses of niacin, all of a sudden the nicotinamide methyltransferase starts to deplete. Mm. And I thought, well, if you just took niacin then and you gently depleted nicotinamide methyltransferase, you'd have the same results that the rodents had in this study, and that is you'd have body fat loss. So I started taking 500 milligrams of time-release niacin, real nicotinic acid. Mary Pruda takes it also, she said, and I think that she takes it probably for cholesterol. But there seems to be an ability for it to deplete nicotinamide methyltransferase over time, and that could have an impact on body fat accumulation.
Yeah, no, that is a good point. I think you are correct.
So niacin is showing up to improve blood vessel health, since it fits into this discussion nicely. But it's also being – it's showing up a variety of things that lead to – you know that it increases SIRT1. And SIRT1 is the thing that resveratrol is supposed to increase, and intermittent fasting increases to make you youthful. Well, niacin increases it. And there's also evidence that our population is – since we stopped eating animals – in abundance, and especially organ meats, our population became so niacin deficient that they started to they put niacin in bread now. They put niacin, you know, just the way they had to put iodine in salt to keep people from developing goiters because we stopped eating what we were supposed to, and we're eating a man-made diet now. We're depleted in niacin as well.
Yeah. Well, and you know, this is one thing that I always say is these B vitamins, and niacin is vitamin B3, they're crucial. You know, you've got to make sure that you get them from your food sources. And as you said, as we manipulate our diets or we go on these fad diets or we quit eating things, I always say we are deficient any given point in the day in some B vitamin. And I have to agree on niacin. But you did say something earlier that I think people need to realize. These vitamins like niacin are water soluble, which means they are in and out of your system. So by taking mega doses, you actually could counter react what you're trying to do. So again, it's better to take smaller amounts, either throughout the day or on a daily basis than, you know, go off on some tangent, because again, you don't want to stop your body's absorption or like with your liver productions. So you got to be careful taking too much.
The nice thing about the time release niacin, and this is not niaspan, this is not sustained release niacin. There's a big difference. Sustained release niacin that the pharmaceutical industry sells as a drug actually has a side chain on it that makes the liver work harder to flush it out. Time release niacin is niacin with some sort of gum in it, probably xanthan gum. So it just dissolves slower. Instead of hitting your bloodstream immediately, it hits it over the course of 5 hours. And that's why you don't get the flushing feeling.
And they put a little bit of an enteric coating on there, which actually won't break down in the stomach. It'll start to break down in the upper GI.
Exactly.
And again, just slows it down.
Exactly. Yeah, so in summary, exercise, both types, cardiovascular exercise and the vascular part of, in there. And then, of course, lifting, resistance training to increase the elasticity and strength of your blood vessels. Supplements that increase nitric oxide production. Look into diosmin and also the other one that Khalid had posted a second ago. I can't remember the name of it.
Hesperitin.
Yeah, hesperitin. There seems to be a symbiotic relationship between the two.
Yeah.
Niacin, absolutely. Niacin dilates blood vessels.
Yep.
I mean, you see it. You get flush, you know, and that's also prostaglandins.
And eat a balanced diet. You know, I mean, that is really the key, is eating a balanced diet. You've got to have good fats. You've got to have protein. You've got to have carbohydrates. You've got to have sugars. You've got to have fats. But get it from healthy sources. That way you're not depriving yourself. You know, I'm not going to eat any fruits. And then you're going to be deficient in all of those vitamins that are found in fruit. So again, eat a balanced diet is the best way to go. It's healthier. Your body's going to work better. And then you're going to have the energy to be able to exercise.
And then one last thing I want to mention again that we mentioned earlier, and that is if you go to EFXSports.com right now, you can get a sample pack that's probably worth $20 or $30 or more for the cost of shipping of $5.99. It's six different supplements, the most popular supplements that AAP EFX promotes and sells, and a shaker bottle that'll last you forever. And I love the EFX Sports shaker bottles because they never ever leak, never. So they're the best. Anything else going on, Dr. J, that we need to plug before we move on?
Hey, just we're hitting week 5 of the EFX Better You Transformation Challenge. So hundreds of people are involved in that. It's going great. Seeing people change their lives, change their bodies, you know, for the good. So it's been really cool to see this blog and this group started and how they're supporting each other. They were people who didn't know each other. Some of them were very wary about posting before and after pictures because they have been exploited so much. But they're finding that it's really helping the accountability. So that's going on. You can still follow and be part of it. But the winner, we got $20,000 in cash, supplement sponsors, and a trip for two out to Billings to train with me and tour the factory. So you definitely want to catch the next one of those.
Yeah.
Got another big one going to be starting here in Canada. We are starting the Canadian Trainer of the Year. So we're about ready to nominate our top 10 choices. If they accept the nominees, they will compete to be the Canadian Trainer of the Year, which is kind of cool. And then I've got some other things happening we'll talk about later.
Real cool stuff, man. So, you guys are really lighting it up big time.
You know, man, it's just a way to have some fun and to get people involved. You know, people like trainers don't get a lot of recognition, all the good they do. And then for you know, every year we start the New Year's resolutions and we see all the Jenny Craigs and stuff on TV and we join the gym, we buy the stuff, and literally 3-4 weeks, I'm seeing it already in the gym, people are dropping off. So this transformation, which was actually absolutely free, was just a way for you to get excited, to have some motivation, to have some guidance, and to have some accountability with others so that you can maintain for 8 weeks to be able to reach your transformation goal, whether it was weight loss, weight gain, six pack, whatever it was. So again, it's been pretty fun, and everyone's doing really well. So keep up the good work.
And we are actually going to end the Facebook Live broadcast now. And if you want to listen to the second half of today's show, you can use the link. There's a Bitly link in the post here, and it'll open up the stream. We're going to let Dr. J go back to doing what he does best, and that is developing amazing supplements. And we will talk to him later, and we're going to take one quick commercial break, and we'll be back on the radio side. Stay tuned.
To properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high dose lipospheric vitamin C from Live On Labs. You too can benefit from Live On Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Live On Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Kana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes? The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to wildwestnutrition.com or click the banner ad at superhumanradio.net.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. There are a lot of interesting companies in the supplement industry, but this next one is really interesting to me, and it's especially because of the way they market their products. They use real destination marketing that creates a feel for their products. But more importantly, they have some of the most unbelievable flavors. And at the end of the day, you know, everybody out there has a BCAA or a protein powder, or and there's little changes and differences here and there. But the bottom line is the one that's the best for you is the one that you're going to use because you like the flavor. I mean, there are some sick flavors at Wild West Nutrition.com. I've got Jason Schrode on the phone. How you doing, Jason?
Hey, Carl. How you doing?
Welcome, welcome. Where did Wild West come from? How did you get started in the supplement business? You have flavors that nobody else has. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I think you said it best. I mean, the one thing that most people complain about most is that most of the stuff on the market tastes like chemicals. There's a reason why, and it's because this is very much a, as you know, just add more and say it's better kind of industry. So, you know, these guys are just, I mean, if one guy has this in it, this next guy has that plus X. And the more and more and more chemicals and, you know, ingredients you put in this stuff, it just makes it really, it makes it difficult to flavor them. So sort of like our mission statement is like, we really focus on two things. Like, we want to have fun with the brand. So, you know, we don't put any claims on our labels, and I'll tell you why in a minute. But it's all about flavor for us. I mean, we want to have supplements that literally when people taste them, they're like, this is the best supplement I've ever had in my life. So that's sort of where the brand came from.
So tell me why no label claims. And the reason I say this is this. The reality is that I don't need a label claim to tell me what whey protein is going to do for me. I mean, we've pretty much been around that horn, and everybody knows. So why do you even need the thing that says, you know, oh, it's going to help you build mass? But is there a different reason that you don't put label claims up? I want to clarify something. Wait a second. Label claims, what's in the bottle is in the bottle. But I mean, as far as claims about what these supplements will do for you.
Right. Yeah, I mean, we kind of stick to our roots, and you know, Wild West is a new brand, but I kind of got started in the industry a few years ago with a company called Slap Nutrition, and we wanted it to be different and fun and ridiculous and not take the industry so serious. And basically, that brand, you know, we were the complete opposite of everybody out there. Like, we had ridiculously fun labels. You know, we used the least amount of ingredients possible, stuff that you could pronounce. All natural ingredients. And then we just kind of made fun of the rest of the industry for having, you know, monosucralose, and like, people don't even know what that is, you know? And it's just all marketing. What you just said is exactly what it is. Like, it's whey protein. And like, that's sort of the brand that we started with. Like, we call each other bro and home slice and, you know, homies. But at the end of the day, it's, you know, I'm not going to ever be the guy that tells you that you're going to gain 230% muscle mass by next Thursday because you take our whey protein. You know, these companies that put this kind of stuff, like intense focus and muscle splitting pumps, and, you know, it's just all marketing. And they don't have any way to sell their product other than features and benefits. So they load the product up with features and benefits. Okay, we have this ingredient, and it's going to do that for you. And so we went the complete opposite with Slap Nutrition, and we just kind of make fun of the industry and have a great time. And, you know, we kind of stick to those roots over here with Wild West, even though it's a little bit more hardcore brand. And, we have, you know, we try to go pick out the best ingredients possible to use for this stuff. But at the end of the day, like, you know, even with Wild West, like, I'm not going to tell you, like, a lot of these companies claim on their labels, they'll put like something down in a disclosure that'll say like, don't use more than one scoop because it's so potent or whatever. And meanwhile, like, they just should tell you it's
isn't that the most smarmy advertising? You know who else does that? That fat burner lipozine. It says, do not use this unless you need to lose at least 20 pounds. If you lose more than 20 pounds, cut the dose in half. It's like, oh my God, it's going to work so good. Like, they'll only sell it to people who have at least 20 pounds to lose. My goodness, who falls for that stuff?
Well, unfortunately, a lot of people do, and which is why a lot of these companies, you know, sell as much stuff as they do. But, you know, it's just an interesting industry. There's a lot of shade in the industry. There's, you know, we just want to have fun with our brands. Like, you know, we put on Wild West, instead of claims, we'll put like a fun story about Bonnie and Clyde that we just made up, you know.
That's called, actually in marketing, that's called destination marketing. So it makes a person feel a certain way, and then that feeling is bonded to the product, even if they're non sequiturs. And that actually, I mean, that's where Verizon got their name. That's a destination name. They took the word horizon and some other word that started with a V, and they put them together, and it creates a destination feeling. You use destination marketing. I love it, actually. I'll tell you the truth. Like Retribution, your protein powder. First of all, it's maple bacon-flavored protein powder. I mean, just for that, I want to try it, right? But then, yeah,
it's got a little bit of smokiness to it too. So, you know, we literally try to pick flavors that when people try them, they are literally like, "This is the best thing I've ever tasted in my life."
And they run the risk of like having two or three the first time they use it. Like two, oh, I gotta have one more. I'm gonna have one more of those. You know, I mean, it's an interesting. But then you write. Here's what you write in that ad. We know a thing or two about protein. We also know a thing or two about revenge. Some of our customers know why we call our protein Retribution. The others are about to find out. 24 grams of protein, and then you go on. I mean, it starts out like an old Western novel. You know what I mean? He walked into the middle of the street. The sun was glaring in his eyes. He couldn't see. You know, it's like, that's so cool.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. It's, you know, we call it Wild West because that's what the industry is. I mean, it's kind of like the Wild West, right? Like people are running around saying this, that. I mean, how many times have you heard a company or their athletes or whatever scream, oh my God, our supplements are the best on the market, hands down. Like they all scream that.
Yeah, and everyone, every single supplement.
Else to say.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they have nothing else to say. And all they do, you know, it's like when you walk in a store and you ask, you know, somebody that's working there, hey, like, what does this product do? What does this, you know, this other one do? Like, they just grab a container and read it to you. Like, it's just one of those things. So we try to keep our labels, like, toned down so that, like, there's fun, there's pictures on them, like, there's actual old, you know, photos on a lot of these things. And it's, you know, like I said, we'll never be the company that tells you, like, that you're going to have intense focus and, you know, gaining all this muscle mass by next Friday, but I mean, you know, at the end of the day, it all comes back to, it's like, it's whey protein, bro. You know,
how long have you guys been in business when did Slap Nutrition start?
We actually started Slap at the end of 2013 and, we shipped our first orders out at the beginning of 2014. So it's, it seems like 30 years ago already, but the market has changed so much since we started. We were a brand that looked different. I mean, you know, some of our old labels, like we put this like ridiculous looking slap hand that looked like a Nintendo hand on our labels. And we did it to like prove a point. Like you don't have to have a fancy shiny label to sell good products. So, but you know, the other reason we did because, you know, who puts a giant hand on a tub of whey anyway, right? So, but it looks different on a store shelf. And so, you know, it's not that we were bad at art, you know, like we did it on purpose.
Sometimes taking the minimalist approach on a store shelf that has a lot of noise from busy, cluttered, eye-distracting labels actually gets you the attention. It's like, seeking peace in chaos. You know what I mean?
We just wanted something that looked so different that people couldn't help but go, "What is that?" Because the minute you say that, like, we got you. You know, like, it's, you have to go touch it and see it and read the label. Like, we define all of our ingredients in like really sarcastic way. So not only do we put the ingredients on the label with Slap, but we actually define them. But we kind of throw some sarcasm in there, and you know, it's people love reading our labels. Like, we have protein pancakes over there, and if you go on our website and you read the instructions on the protein pancakes, like, it's absolutely hilarious.
We have to take a break, and I'm going to have that ready to read when we come back. But in the meantime, we've led off with a pre-workout called Bounty Hunter. That is bourbon. What's the flavor again? Vanilla bourbon.
We call it Badass Vanilla, yeah. Vanilla Bourbon.
Yeah. And so far we're getting people who are telling us that it's the best tasting pre-workout that they've ever tried. And that goes back to what I said before. There's 1,000 pre-workouts out there. Most of them taste like, well, pick a word that's distasteful. Chemical. I mean, absolutely. You could throw this, the scoop of this in your mouth and swallow it without water and smack your lips and go, "Wow, that really tastes
funny
good."
When people do that.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting feedback about that. It's like, wow, this stuff. I actually look forward. When we did the ad, it was because someone said to me, "I'm actually looking forward to tomorrow and my pre-workout in the morning." So, pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a taste that I can't even literally put into words. So sort of the best way to describe it, I think, at least what I've been able to come up with word-wise, is if you took like a vanilla malted milkshake, like floating in cherry Coke, like that's about as close as I can get mm-hmm. to the taste of that. Mm-hmm. But it surprises a lot of people, quite honestly.
Yeah,
so,
it's really good.
And that's what we wanted.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Jason Schrode from Wild West Nutrition. They're a sponsor of ours, so please show them some love. We have a special going right now for Bounty Hunter. If you go to superhumanradio.net, you'll see the banner ad. Click it and make a purchase. We'll be right back.
When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like, thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes. The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to wildwestnutrition.com or click the banner ad at superhumanradio.net.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to RedconOne.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic, plus it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
Guess who's back? Age Force is back with a buy one, get one free introductory offer to the Superhuman Radio audience. Choose from any of their amazingly popular patches. Their HGH secretagogue patch, testosterone booster, fat burner, anti-inflammatory patch. All of them buy one, get one free. Nootropic memory enhancer, melatonin and GABA, resveratrol, the list goes on and on. No one, I repeat, no one has the most complete list of patch delivered supplements than Age Force. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Age Force banner ad today and get buy one, get one free for the entire Superhuman Radio audience. Check it out. Don't wait.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. We're talking with Jason Schrode from WildWestNutrition.com. Jason, I looked for the pancake mix, you said, right?
Yeah, it's on the Slap.
It's under the Slap brand. Okay, I'm on Wild West Nutrition. You got two new flavors coming out in your protein powder. You got Santa's Milk and Cookies. Why didn't you just go with cookies and cream? Too predictable, right?
Well, you know, it's funny. I mean, sometimes the best things that you end up making are not really what you tried to make. So we originally wanted to do like a cookies and cream, but like you said, it's kind of predictable. And what we were finding is like it just kept tasting literally like something else. And it's one of the most amazing things that we've ever really come up with, but it literally tastes like chocolate chip cookies dipped in milk. I mean, it's definitely not an Oreo taste. So
right.
We decided to call it Santa's Milk and Cookies.
Yeah, I like that. And then you got peanut butter and jelly coming out. That ought to be pretty awesome.
That one's kind of cool. It actually has, you can actually taste both of them. I mean, it starts out with a sort of subtle peanut butter, and then all of a sudden you get punched in the mouth with the jelly. I mean, it's probably one of my favorites.
Really, flavor is what keeps people coming back, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Are you available in distribution? Can people find you anywhere else besides your website, wildwestnutrition.com?
Yeah, we actually just started because it's, you know, like I said, it's a brand. It's pretty much a brand new brand. We are not in distribution yet, but we actually just started selling on Amazon. So you can find it there too.
Okay, so it's there on Amazon as well. So I'm telling the audience, this is a new sponsor. And it's a good company, and they deserve your dollars if you want to try something. It's not just about the pre-workout. Protein powders, they have Fat Burner, I want to say called Boilermaker, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what's that taste like? That's got to taste bad. Come on.
No, it's capsules, so
oh, okay.
No taste.
Okay, no taste. They even better. Okay. And then
it'll make you sweat, though.
Really? What, does it have some sort of mitochondrial uncoupler in it, like some sort of citrulline in it or something?
Yeah, I mean, out of all of our products, I mean, it has the most ingredients in it. It's here. I'll tell you real quick.
Yeah, I'm looking. Oh, it's got capsaicin. It's got capsaicin in it, right? Capsimax.
Yeah, it's got carnitine and theacrine, and we've got, you know, we try to pick out when we do use trademark brands, like we try to pick the best, products that those guys make, like Actogen and some of that stuff.
Right.
But it definitely makes you sweat. We actually just had a review on it yesterday on Instagram, and it got a 9 out of 10.
So wow.
That was good to see.
So that's called Boilermaker, everybody. You can check that out at wildwestnutrition.com. And then, of course, they have not just their pre-workout that we're promoting right now, Bounty Hunter, but they have Bonnie and Clyde, two separate products. Talk about that and why two separate products.
So those were actually the first two that we came out with, and it's kind of neat how they're designed. So Bonnie is a little bit less caffeine, and it's a very smooth raspberry taste. Like, that's the one thing that people say about it. It's very, very smooth. Clyde is a little bit more kind of a punch in the mouth. It is orange mango. But we actually designed them so that you could mix them together. So, you know, typically we won't be the company that's going to put like 450 milligrams of caffeine in a product. But what we designed it for was that if there's somebody out there that wanted to mix them and get that higher dose of caffeine between the two of them, that they actually taste amazing together. So it's pretty cool. It kind of blends out like a tequila sunrise when you mix them together. But Clyde's a little bit more, he's got a little bit more caffeine in it, a little bit more punch, but people love him. I know somebody who
loves him, because he just texted me a picture of two open jugs, one of Bonnie and one of Clyde, and that's Tommaso Mastrocolo. He just literally texted me the picture just now as we're talking about it. Yeah, he's a good guy. So, that's interesting. So you can kind of make your own, so to speak, you know, blend it yourself, add some of this or less of that, and that's pretty cool. Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, you know, a lot of these companies that are, you know, it's just add more and say it's better. I mean, that's really what the industry is. And so they've done that with everything from BCAAs that, you know, used to be 2-to-1-to-1, and now people are screaming 16-to-1-to-1. I mean, it's gotten ridiculous. But they, you know, they did that with caffeine too. You know, it used to be, you know, 100 milligrams, and then it was like 200, and then it was like 250. Now you're seeing 400 to 600 milligrams, or some sort of blend, proprietary blend, that they don't actually tell you how much caffeine's in it. And, you know, the one thing that I always keep in the back of my mind when we develop products is you have to figure how people are going to use them, right? Like, how many people do you know that double scoop their pre-workout? And so, you know, we're not going to be the company that has 800 milligrams of caffeine when you double scoop our stuff.
Right.
We try to think about that kind of stuff before, you know, we come out on the market. So.
And we have free shipping right now for anybody who wants to try Bounty Hunter. If you go to superhumanradio.net, click the one of the banner ads. We have several banner ads up there. The one that you'll see first, most likely, is the left side skyscraper banner ad. And you save shipping on it, so it's like buying it at local store. I know a lot of people get all bent out of shape about shipping. But check it out. And while you're there, visit and look at some of these other flavors. I got a feeling that you're going to like what you see. Also, the other thing that I wanted to mention was the product we were looking at before, Boilermaker. Looks like it has collagenic acid in it. It's got 100 milligrams of green coffee bean extract. And that's been shown to heat things up, so to speak, as well.
Yeah. No, I mean, it was one of those things where we literally told it. I had conversation with our manufacturer, and I was like, let's make the best one on the market, because as you know, I mean, the fat burner market has been kind of ruined, I think, by a lot of these companies with a lot of these claims, and you know everybody knows what I'm talking about. But it's, you know, for the longest time, like, it was such a bad, there was such a bad rep, or, you know, mark on the industry because of the fat burners that were, you know, lying to people or whatever. Like, we just, you know, with flat, like, we didn't even make one. And so, you know, we're just trying to put stuff out there that, you know, that works for people. And we're never going to, you know, we're never going to BS them when it comes to, you know, results or anything else. Because, the, you know, the industry's got like a bad reputation for that anyway.
Yeah. So why even jump in that water, right? Makes perfect sense.
Yeah, you know, they've ruined a lot of products, you know.
Well, they've ruined what they've ruined is a lot of trust. You know who responds to? Like, I remember when I used to look at, I used to read Muscular Development, and I would look at the ads, and they would have Marcus Rule in there, you know, talking about
back
some
in the day,
talking about some supplement that he takes, and it's like, come on, the only person that believes that is some newbie kid, right, who's just getting into the game. And believes that all Marcus Rule is doing is this supplement here, or that this supplement is having any effect on Marcus Rule's physique. And they're the only ones that fall prey to it. And so what happens is they buy the product maybe once, maybe twice. They don't see anything. They move on. And conveniently, that company comes out with a new, and they have this marching parade of new products that get initial and maybe even second customer trial, and then people say it sucks, it doesn't work, and just in time they come out with a new product that's even better, and they just keep taking those dollars from people on broken promises, and marketing that just outright lies. It either it infers the lie by way of omission, or it outright lies, and they don't care because they don't have to sell this product for the next 10 years. They just need to sell it for the next two manufacturing cycles before the new product comes out and picks up those first-time dollars yet again.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. I mean, I think we've all – I mean, I'll speak for myself, but, I mean, I was the guy, like, in college many moons ago, you know, that kind of fell for the same stuff. You know, I used to go into the store and you see these big tubs and they have all these jacked guys on them and everything. And, you know, you kind of fall prey to it. Because I think deep down inside, like as much as people want to like go on social media and yell, work hard and, you know, never give up or whatever, I think people are always looking for a faster edge or, you know, a way to cheat the cycle. And that's why a lot of people, you know, fall for this stuff. I mean, it's any way that they, you know, you can get to the end faster and with, you know, but it's just, we call them delusions of grandeur on labels because that's really what they are. A lot of them.
I remember the very first supplement I ever bought. It was when creatine monohydrate first became popular. This is about 20 years ago. And I can't think of the name of the company now. It's a big company. But I just am not in that world anymore, so I can't remember the name of the company. It's a Canadian company. It's a very, very big company. When I got it home and I read it, it was the jar was predominantly dextrose and flavoring and some creatine. And it was like stupidly priced. It was so expensive, like $40-something dollars for a jug, and it was basically – what came down to the like 20 servings, which was the low, you know, you loaded with 20 servings and then you had to drop down to a maintenance. I was like, oh my God, this is $46 and I'm not even going to be able to take this for a month. And then I started digging around and finding out that you don't have to buy, you know, you could buy dextrose separately at the grocery store and you could buy raw creatine. But I mean, that first supplement, it was just like you said, it was this huge clear red jug. It had this beautiful label on it. You know, it had guy with the chain around his neck, pumped up and all that sort of stuff. And it was the slack back then, the slack fill was ridiculous, right? It was like only half filled. It was all dextrose and maybe the equivalent of, I don't know, 50 grams of creatine and that was it. I mean, it was like stupid.
Yeah. I mean, it's rampant in the industry and on the shelves for sure. And I'm, you know, quite honestly, I'm amazed at some of the products that some of the retailers actually carry. You know, it's funny. I was mentioned earlier that the market's changed so much since we got into it like 3 or 4 years ago. And, you know, nobody at the time was going to carry Slap and they were like, you know, I don't get it or whatever. And so we're like, fine, we'll just sell it ourselves. And we did. And we went out and we touched the customer, you know, and we got to know them and, you know, I signed their orders and I know their families and just, it's been a snowball and we've created this giant tribe of people at, you know, any store would wish they would, I mean, would wish they could have, I mean, our customer base. I mean, you know, these people are friends with each other now, and they'll send me a text and be like, thanks so much for introducing me to this other person through Slap. And it's just become this like giant family. But I was reading something the other day that said this, like 40% of the retail stores will be out of business in the next 3 years.
Yeah.
And it's just funny how quick with technology, you know, 3-4 years ago, you know, if you weren't in a store on bodybuilding.com, like you were a failure as a brand. And then now, like, all these huge companies are like, oh, how do I go get customers? Because distribution is drying up.
Well, think about, you know, think about, think about how horrible distribution really is, okay? So, you've got a guy who has a store, or you got a guy who has a chain of stores, right? You got Vitamin Shop, for instance, which, by the way, they're teeter-tottering on bankruptcy right now. I think they just filed Chapter 13 to reconstruct. I'm not sure, or they're about to. But then you've got someone in the middle, like a Europa, right? So you have to sell to Europa, and Europa goes out and sells to the store. But there's no incentive for Europa to sell your product because they've got a catalog of products. And even if your product does get sold into the store, there's no incentive for the guy at the front desk to sell your product because there's so little differentiation between products. I mean, here, you know, if somebody comes in and asks for, I don't know, melatonin. Well, yeah, we've got 5 milligram, 3 milligram, 10 milligram. That's it. Like, why should I buy that company's versus this company? They'll look at you and go, I don't know. It's like, so you end up in this store on a shelf with no one telling anybody about your product. Unless, and so basically the store says, yeah, but that's not our job. You need to drive your customers in here. This is a place for them to get it close to their house. And then you scratch your head and go, wait a minute. So I got to give Europa money. I got to give you money. And then I've got to spend money to get the customer to walk in and actually ask for the product. Why don't I just cut you guys out and I'll just get the customer to buy the product directly from me and give them free shipping? So they don't have to feel like, you know, and now with logistics being, and overnight, they'll have it the next day because I've got an East Coast, a Midwest, and a West Coast drop-off a fulfillment center. They'll have it the next day. Why do I need to give you guys money out of my product? Why not just pass it on as savings to my customer and get them to buy more of my stuff from me directly? And that is the way it should be. Because these in between people, they don't do anything for you.
Yeah, I mean, it used to be the way that was how you did it. I mean, that's how you got into retail, and you know, it's sort of a boys' club, and you know, some guy will, you know, own a supplement company, and then he'll go start another brand, and that brand is immediately on the shelf. Like I always wondered, like how like these new brands that no one's ever heard of like get on the shelf so fast. But the one thing they forget is they don't have any customers. And so they just leave it on the store to sell their products for them. But they, you know, but they don't. And so you'll see that's why you see, you know, certain companies go in and out of stores like quickly because they just don't make it. You know, the one thing a store wants you to have is customers. But you're right. Like why would I send my customers that buy directly from me and that I know into a store and go through that whole process? I mean, you know, the other thing that with technology and, you know, more people are buying things online now than, you know, any other time in history. And it's getting worse, for retailers. But, you know, there's two things with that. One, you know, your favorite retailer that's down the street, they only carry, you know, 8 brands, call it. You can go online and buy any brand that you want now.
Right.
And like you said, you can get it in a day or two. It doesn't cost much to ship. And so that's the first thing. But the other problem that the stores have, and this is sort of how you know that they're going to go down, just for this alone, because what they do, the store, they all put up websites because they have to compete with online technology.
Mm-hmm.
But what does a website do? It takes all the traffic out of the store. And so it's kind of like you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Like you have to compete with people that are buying online. So you put all of your stuff online, but then you just drove your own customer out of the store. And so it's interesting to see like how much has changed over the last couple of years. But I can tell you, I mean, when all the stores told us, like, yeah, they actually told us, like, your brand will never sell. Like, we heard that so many times. And can I tell you, it was like the best thing that ever happened to us, because we went out and sold it ourselves. And now we own the customer.
Right. And that's happening more and more. That is. In fact, Dr. Jeff Galini and I are talking about doing a little brief seminar on getting into the supplement business. And the premise isn't that you should get into the supplement business and try to compete with the big guys. You can get into the supplement business and just stay in your own backyard, your own hometown, your own state. Do nothing else but work your state and your hometown and make yourself a lot of money if you have a really good supplement idea. We're seeing a renaissance in business occurring. We've gone from global business. Now we're coming back to local business. People are forgetting about, oh my God, like back in the old days, you started a business and you sold to your town. And if you were lucky enough, you opened another store in the town over and the town over, and you focused on your state. The internet made it possible to sell product to anyone, anywhere, at any moment in time. That's a wonderful thing. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. But what we forgot about was all the local business that we don't even pay attention to anymore, that we're not getting. That's so easy. You talk about low-hanging fruit. You have a great product. Sponsor a run in your town. Doesn't take a lot of money to do this. And give away samples of your product. Next thing you know, right in your hometown, people are buying products. That small sell of business could be equivalent to what you're making online month in and month out. And so I think it's important to start focusing on the local business too. People locally have more of a reason to buy from you than me in Louisville, Kentucky, because you're local. They're like, oh yeah, I know. I remember that guy from the gym. He's got he's selling supplements now. So we need to start thinking about that.
Sort of our mom and pops, you know, we're in a few stores across the country, and like it goes back to the distribution thing. We're just going to be our own distributor. I mean, I can talk to the store directly. I can get to know the owner. We can work out pricing that works for both of us. And, you know, it's just so much easier to do than, you know, trying to become something that we never want to be. I mean, every year, and I've seen it for 4 years now, every year there's the new hot company that comes out. They sponsor all the athletes on Instagram that have, you know, 300,000 followers. And then next year there's another one. And so I always said, like, we don't want to be the company that is ever that company. Like, we just want to be because those companies inevitably go down. You know, people get tired. It's like human nature. People get tired of products and, you know, they want something new. So we just want to be a company that, like, just continues to grow at a nice pace. And, you know, we don't have to be the best. Like, we just have to have really good customers that we take care of and, you know, create a sort of a family environment for them and treat them like no supplement company has ever treated them. Right. And that's sort of how I started Slap. I mean, I wanted to give people an experience that I never got from any other supplement company. I mean, usually you just get a receipt and then thanks for shopping. So we try to make it a little bit more fun for them.
So, this is your first podcast that you've ever advertised on, right?
Yeah.
So I need the audience to step up and visit Wild West Nutrition and show them some love so that they see that podcasting is a powerful way to get the word out. Jason, I want to thank you so much for being on the air today with me.
Yeah, thanks, Carl, for having me. I appreciate it.
And we'll talk again soon, okay?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. And I think that's it for today. Thanks to Dr. Jeff Galini, of course, for the first half hour of the show, and to all of you who are listening. Tomorrow is Thursday. We have Military Fitness Radio with Nate Morrison tomorrow. And we will see you then.